Well, well, lights off, camera off. Back to my mildly toned. Everyone this week has been looking up what a SCIF is. SCIF. You know, those secret room. Well, a SCIF. Enemy of the State. Gene Hackman, Will Smith. Do you see that? You remember Gene Hackman's cage? He had all his computers in this cage. That's a SCIF. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it was in a warehouse, so audio protected, I suppose. But you take that, you soundproof it. But I think the purpose of his cage was to kind of illustrate the kook nature, that it was more about RF frequencies, that he had everything on lockdown in there. But typically you take that and you'd soundproof. But brilliant, brilliant film directing to explain what a SCIF really is. It's not about soundproofing. It's about cutting it off from the rest of the world with lines and radio and stuff. Have you seen the pictures of this? You know the movies where they've got the general or whatever running around. Everyone's wearing their fatigues, and all the soldiers are sitting there with their camo at their desks, and the lights are dim and dark. That's how I like to work. Backlit room. I don't stare at a blank computer screen, but I don't have, you know, my entire house lit up like it's a shopping center. When I do these podcasts, I have the lights on. I'm getting hot. Like, lights make you hot. And then I turn them off and I do the podcast. And I'll tell you, I rolled with the flow on this. I made the ultra mistake of booting to Windows once. It messed up my graphics driver, because Windows thinks that they're the only thing in the world. They don't even know that Apple and other things exist. And so it just messed up everything on the computer. And now I can't do audio and camera recording at the same time like I could before. I don't know. I might have messed up something on the motherboard. Like, seriously, that Windows can do that. Windows. Never buy Windows. I'm done with it. I'm finished with it. And here I am. I've got to do this audio without the video. And I love it. You know, that life forces us to do things. I was reading in the Bible. There was this Bible verse. I read the Bible every day. As Shepard Smith said, full stop. Full stop is British for period. It's academic elites in America, people who think they're important, and the British will say full stop instead of period. If you don't, that's it, period. I don't know. You know that someone thinks they're better than everyone else, and they say, that's it, full stop. It's not a reference to a caravan stopping or a car stopping. It's a reference to a period. That's how that works. No, Jesus was in. The Jews started gossiping about him and making trouble for him, and were after him and doing their political thing. And we'll say the Jews, we're talking about the Pharisees, like the leaders of the Jews. And so Jesus went somewhere else. He just went away. And on the way, he had to go through Samaria. And that's when he met the woman at the well. And a whole bunch of people totally changed their lives for the better, because he talked to this one woman at this one well, because he had to be there. And going with the flow. I just, so many times we run into hardship and our initial instinct is to fight it. And it's, you know, sometimes, you ever heard of this thing? It's a thing. It's called a blessing in disguise, you know? And usually the biggest blessings come in the ugliest wrapping, especially in the inconvenient wrapping of inconvenience. Inconvenient wrapping of inconvenience. Something is very inconvenient, and we want to get all mad. That's not right. It's not fair. It's about the principle. That's a great, great man thing to say. It's about the principle. It's about the principle. You know, you got the mother. Can't you just, you know, care for your kids and get along and pay the bills? No, it's about the principle of the matter, right? And then the guy loses everything because he thinks he's standing up for his principles. Well, what principles is he standing up for? Is he standing up for the principles of being the dead lion instead of the living fox? What is it worth it to buck your head against a brick wall that God rudely put in your way to stop you from driving down the road that was going to kill you and you didn't know? What about when God drops a huge boulder right out of the sky in the middle of your road and you were going down the road of being mediocre and average and living a kind of, not too great, not too horrible life that you would have thought is okay? And instead, you got to turn to another road because of this boulder, and you go down another road that leads to difficulty and awesome, awesome success, happiness, victory, fame, riches, whatever. Are you going to be mad about that rock because it was inconvenient? I'd go on about this, but really think about it. Really, really, really think about it. And I'm going to adjust the audio here because I'm overdriving my speakers because I'm still dealing with that fallout from Windows just doing a bad job. It's really, really sad. Okay, well, we'll see if that stops the overdriving. Do you know what overdriving is? No. It's not when you drive the kids to school instead of letting them ride the bus. That's not overdriving. And I don't mean the O, for those of you in Reed Rapids who don't know what a stick shift is. Overdriving is when your speaker input volume is going past the red line too much. And then it makes this, I can't get it to overdrive anymore because I effectively adjusted my speakers. But yeah, okay, that's called overdriving. Well, it's a podcast tip for you. You're listening to the Jesse's Desk podcast, and this has been my crazy week. I'll tell you something happened in PHP. I've taught myself PHP. It's a programming language, for those of you in Reed Rapids, over the last 3 months, and I keep this ad service. You create an advertising service. They're text advertisements. They make web pages load faster, not slower. It's text. It's not pictures. It's classified ads. It's got analytics of all kinds. You run your ad as a business. You can find out what people are searching for when they find your ad. You can find what tags people clicked on when they found your ad and whether they clicked on it or not. If you're running a website, you get all kinds of great analytics for your website down to the second. I've got the data for. I'm going to publish it maybe per hour or per day, but I'm collecting analytics through this service. I might even be able to do research to find out what search words and categories and stuff are more popular in advertising and stuff. So I've created all this in 3 months from a language I didn't know 3 months ago. I'd seen some parts of it, but really didn't know it at all. And by doing this just yesterday, I was running into major, major problems in the code. Things were breaking and not working. And I just went and knew right away how to go solve them because I was been figuring it out. Now, all this happened because I decided that rather than trying to hire somebody else or rather than trying to do this lazy startup, I'll give you shares in the company if you write the code for me, scheme nonsense stuff. Rather than trying to make someone else, get someone else to do it, I just decided to do the work myself. And work and learn and grow and improve as a person. And I did. And as excited as I am about this advertising service, I mean, I really hope that it's a benefit to people. I mean, it's going to start out as like $1 for over a year, but then eventually it'll be $1 a week. As excited as I am about the ad service, I'm excited about what I'm learning because I'm going with the flow and rolling with the punches. And no matter how scary it gets, keep your focus there. Exciting week in the Taiwan special. See you then.